Thanks to WeTransfer.com for supporting Accidental Creative. WeTransfer is the simplest way to share big files from A to B for free. No sign-in required. Just upload, send, and get back to making whatever it is you make. Check out WeTransfer.com to send files. Hey everybody, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the brand new book, Herding Tigers, which is about how to be the leader that creative people need. You know, creative teams require a special kind of environment. When you're doing highly risky, highly iterative work, you need to have a certain amount of stability and challenge in the environment in order to thrive. And that's what Herding Tigers is all about. So check it out wherever books are sold. On today's show, we're going to talk about a topic that is, I think, one that's near and dear to most of our hearts, which is how do you know when an idea is the right idea? Is it just the idea that sends chills up and down your spine? Is it the idea that's the most practical? Is it the idea that you know that you can implement in the short term? Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about what it is that determines the effectiveness of an idea and how we can basically lead the process of selecting ideas, or if we're on our own, if we're freelancers working for clients, how we can determine the best idea in any given scenario. So today we're going to talk about how to determine when an idea is the right idea. If you like this episode, by the way, I have a free course called The Brainstorming Blueprint. And some of this content is elaborated on in the course. If you go to brainstormingblueprint.com, you can join the course. And there you can get a four-part video course that will teach you how to lead a more effective brainstorm. So again, visit brainstormingblueprint.com. Hey, chances are that you regularly have to transfer big files from point A to point B, whether it's sending something to a client or sending something to somebody in your organization. Well, WeTransfer is all about making the creative process easier for everyone by making it simple to transfer files from point A to point B. WeTransfer built their site to be the simplest way to share big files around the world for free. There's no sign-in required, no onboarding, and no complicated file system. The site is streamlined to get people back to making what they really want to make as quickly as possible. It's no wonder 40 million people use WeTransfer to send and receive files every month. And by the way, WeTransfer is serious about supporting the creative community. Since day one, WeTransfer has devoted nearly a third of their ad space to showcasing creative people from around the world, from musicians to photographers to illustrators to robotic textile creators, even podcasters. WeTransfer also launched an editorial platform earlier this year called WePresent, with the intent of inspiring other people by profiling interesting creative people, exploring the messy and magical creative process, reaching over a million readers per month. So we thank WeTransfer for supporting Accidental Creative and the Accidental Creative Podcast and creators everywhere. WeTransfer.com. You make WeTransfer. So chances are you've been there before. I know I've been there a bunch of times in my career where you have a bunch of ideas on the board and you're trying to figure out which idea is the right idea to execute. You know, one person is arguing for one idea, another person is arguing for another, and you're kind of at an impasse because you don't really have a good framework for determining which idea should be best. And so often it's incumbent upon you as a leader to say, well, my gut says we should go this direction. And that's not really sufficient. Because when that happens, you're not teaching your team, you're not giving your team any kind of leadership philosophy that helps them understand how you make decisions about which idea is the right idea. So I want to propose for you today a three-part matrix to help you determine which idea is the right idea. And again, I elaborate on this in the Brainstorming Blueprint. So if you want to hear more about how to lead an effective brainstorm, including how to select the right idea at the end of the process, visit brainstormingblueprint.com. All right, so there are three questions that I encourage you to ask at the end of the creative process to determine which idea is, in fact, the right idea to run with. The first question is, does it solve the problem? Okay, is it effective? This is the first thing we need to look at because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to solve a very specific problem. And if the problem isn't solved by the idea that's on the board, then it isn't really a good idea. No matter how creative it is, no matter how much we like it, it's not an appropriate idea if it doesn't solve the problem. So the first question we have to ask is, does it solve the problem or is it effective? And frankly, we could rank the ideas on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's look at all four ideas that we're looking at, or 7 ideas or 10 ideas, and let's rank them on a scale of 1 to 10 for how effectively they solve the problem. And if you're working as a freelancer, you can do the same thing. Okay, I've got a bunch of ideas for this client. On a scale of 1 to 10, as I look at the 5 ideas or 7 ideas that I have for this project, how effectively do they solve the problem on a scale of 1 to 10? And you can begin to rank them, but that's only one of the considerations for which idea is in fact the best idea, because there are other considerations that you have to mull over if you want to determine the appropriate idea. The second consideration is, how practical is this idea? Can we do it? Can we implement it? Is it possible for us to execute this idea in the time frame that we have available and with the resources that we have available? So is it practical is the second question that we have to ask. And again, you can rank this on a scale of 1 to 10. How practical is this idea? Is this something we could actually do? The third question that you're going to ask is it cool? How excited are we about this idea? Is this something that really gets our blood boiling? Is this something that really fires us up, fuels our engines? Is this something we could see ourselves working on as a team, or see myself working on as a team? Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool is the idea? Is it new? Is it something that's innovative? Is it something we've never done before? Is it something that nobody has done before in this space? How cool is the idea? Now, we tend to gravitate toward the cool ideas, right? So even if something's not practical, even if something isn't really effective, we tend to gravitate toward the cool ideas. Or when we're under pressure, we tend to gravitate toward the ideas that are hyper practical, even if we don't really like them all that much, and even if they don't really solve the problem, but hey, it's practical. It gets enough of the job done. We have to be very careful not to ignore any of these three factors. So you can go through one by one with the problem that you're solving, with all the solutions you have on the board, and you can say, okay, is it effective? Is it practical? And is it cool? And let's rate them all on a scale of 1 to 10. And then you can get down to your final couple of selections based upon those criteria. So, okay, we have two ideas, option A and option B, and each of them are, according to the way that we scored them, each of them are effective, practical, and cool, maybe to different degrees of each, but they all sort of fit those criteria. All right, great. Now, which one do we think we should execute? Because now we've winnowed down the 10 or 7 or whatever options down to a couple. Now let's talk about which one we're going to execute. Well, you know, option B scored better than option A, but we really like option A better than option B. Okay, great. So option A scored a 7 out of 10 on practicality, whereas option B scored an 8 out of 10. Great. Let's talk about how we can make option A more practical so that we can execute this idea. That might mean moving resources around. It might mean, you know, changing the idea a little bit to make it a little bit more practical without losing the coolness factor or the practical or the effectiveness of it. Whatever it is, then we have some levers we can begin to move, right? Or maybe it's really practical and really effective, but it's not really all that cool. We're not really all that excited about it. Great. Well, how could we make this something we want to work on? Because it's really effective and it really solves the problem. Well, let's talk about how we can make it something we actually want to work on. So by evaluating ideas in this more sort of quantitative way, you can first of all get down to your handful of candidates that really meet the mark, rather than letting everybody just sort of argue from their gut. You can actually get down to a handful of candidates that might actually be valid candidates for moving forward. But then also, you have some levers that you can begin to pull in order to make the ideas even more appropriate. So, okay, let's take these two ideas and let's iterate on them a bit. Let's make them cooler. Let's make them more effective. Let's try to figure out a way to make them more practical. You can begin to do that once you have some levers, some terminology you can use to describe the ideas and why they are or aren't appropriate, right? So those are the three questions that I think we need to ask anytime we have an idea. Number one, is it effective? Does it solve for what we're trying to solve for? Number two, is it practical? Can we physically do it with the finite amount of focus, assets, time, and energy that we have? Is this something we can actually execute? Even though we love it, maybe we can't actually execute it. We just don't have the resources to do it. So is it effective? And number three, is it cool? Do we love it? Is it something that we could see ourselves doing? Is it something we want to be known for? Is it something we want to spend those finite resources on behalf of? And once you score them, then you can begin to morph the ideas, change the ideas, iterate on the ideas until you get something that you really think you can run with. All right. Again, if you want more about this, visit brainstormingblueprint.com. There I share ideas and tactics for generating ideas more effectively, as well as a bunch of other items related to leading the creative process. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. I get in the game.